Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Arum. I hope you're enjoying the Mark Arum Show podcast. A reminder, you can hear this very radio show live Monday through Friday. We're live 6 to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's News and Talk.
It is Friday. Charlie smiling. I got to get out of here. Can't have you, pussyfooting around in the chopper. We got things to talk about. We got breaking news. We got some fun stuff. And the gang's all here tonight on a Friday. It's 77 degrees on Peachtree Street, a 6.5 on the Mark Arum Show back sweat meter. I don't know if you heard the bell there in Longoria. 6.5. We got a comedian coming in. We got Brittany Tannenbaum. We got Does Alex Williams Know This Food? But we can start off with some breaking news from this afternoon. Fox News anchor Shepard Smith announces his surprise departure today on the air.
A personal moment now, gathering and reporting the news has been my life's work. 33 years, the past 23 right here, since the day we launched Fox News Channel in 1996. The opportunities afforded this guy from small town Mississippi have been many. Fox News has allowed me to travel the country and the world, gathering the facts of the day for you. At Columbine, Katrina, Iraq, Israel, Lebanon, 9/11, and every life-altering event along the way.
Fox News anchor Shep Smith, been there for 23 years since they started in 90. He was a founding member of Fox News, announces on the air today he's gone. He asked to be let out of his contract. Sources inside of Fox News said he was let out by security. Remember we talked about that a couple weeks ago, getting fired? But apparently he quit here. Neil Cavuto followed him right after this and barely could speak. He was like just stunned. No one knew this was coming. Shep Smith is gone. I'm sure a lot of you folks don't like Shep. That's probably good for you. I always was a fan of his news delivery. I'm not going to lie. Back, 22 years ago when I started at WSB, I was like, I want to read the news in traffic in a Shep Smith kind of way. Like he had this unique cadence. I just liked it, and boom, the bomb has been dropped there. He's leaving Fox News. As Chris Chandler reported, he is facing a non-compete clause in his contract, so he can't jump anywhere. I'm sure he'll have plenty of suitors. It stunned me. I don't know about you, Chuck. Fox News, he was not a Hannity. He was not an O'Reilly, not a talking head.
Guy.
He was a news guy, and I think well-respected within the halls, outside some of the, the more opinionated hosts, but he was a straight-up news guy, him and Chris Wallace, Bret Baier, very well-respected in the business, and he's gone. I want to talk about that, the fact that he's leaving as number one. He's leaving on top. Like, he's number one. Like, Fox News is number one throughout the day, but he's still leaving as the top dog, and I want to talk about career changes with the listeners and with you guys. So obviously, whatever you do, if you're driving home right now and off of Atlanta traffic, you might not have a high-profile job or career like Shep Smith did. But I think at some point, all of us in our careers have had a chance or chances to do something different. Let's say you're an accountant like Sanjay, right? And you work for one of the big accounting firms, PricewaterhouseCoopers. There could be a point at some time one of your coworkers comes to you and says, hey, Chuck, let's go open up our own shingle. Let's go open up our own accounting office. We got all the knowledge. Let's not work for anyone else anymore. Let's be our own bosses. I would imagine opportunities like that happen no matter what your career. You're the cashier at Arby's on Howell Mill, and you're doing a good job, and the manager of the Taco Bell next door notices, like, oh, man, Longoria's killing it in that drive-thru. He's pushing those Jamocha shakes. He walks over. He's like, what are they paying you, Longoria? And you say, $9.50 an hour. He goes, I'll give you $12 an hour to come over to Taco Bell. And you swallow
tacos.
And you swallow your Mexican pride, and you go over and you sell. Like, so I'm assuming we all have that in our careers. I want to know from you folks driving home, career moves you did or didn't make, and how did it work out? 404-872-0751, 800-WSB-TALK. So I've been at WSB for 22 years. I've had a lot of offers to go somewhere else. Way back early, might have been like 2003, WGST, which I think is still a station now. I don't know.
It is.
They offered me their morning show host position. And this was when they were still a legitimate factor in the market. And I was stunned. You know, at that point, I was just doing traffic and Braves and Hawks kind of stuff. And they offered me the morning news show. And I was tempted, not because I wanted to leave WSB. Obviously, I'm a lifer here now. But like to have my own show was very, I was like, wow. But I was like, I thought about it. I'm like, if I go there, Scott Slade's going to kick me up and down Peachtree Street, right? Like, I don't want to go heads up against Scott Slade. Like, he's going to kick my ass up and down Peachtree Street. And the money wasn't right, and it just didn't feel right. I've had a lot of offers like that over the years. And do I regret not taking that job? No, obviously not now. Like, it was a tough decision back in the day, 15 years ago. It was like, do I stay or do I go? Like, I can have my own show, the Mark Arum Morning Show. It's kind of a big deal. It was tempting, but I stayed here, and I think it all worked out. You've been in radio more than a month and a half, Deb Green.
Yeah.
Have you ever had any career decisions that you took or didn't take and now regret?
I mean, before I was in radio, I did, like, graphic design and stuff, and then I somehow got lured in. Oh, I did art for the radio station. That's how I kind of ended up over there. But I applied for a job out in California, but how much they wanted to pay me versus how much it would have cost to live in California, it was like, basically like being a college student again. Like, sure. I can't do it. Can't do it.
Mark McKay worked at CNN for over 28 years on the cable news side of the network. He's in for Doug today. Smiling, did you ever cross paths with Shep Smith in your news coverage?
I did not, Sin. I'm happy to say I was in sports as well, which is a big different animal now. When we talk about the news business has changed, I still have people that remember the sports days. But I was very honored, Mark, as you well know, to be able to sit up front as one of the fill-in guys for Captain Herb Emery, and I am honored to take over the tradition and the service that Captain Herb taught us as we...
And that's why we stole Smilin' from CNN. We said, Smilin', get your butt out of downtown. You're coming to Midtown. Any career changes or offers in the past in honor of Shep Smith leaving Fox News that you took and regret it now or didn't take and regret it? I'd love to hear your situations. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Jeff kicks us off on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, brother?
Hey, just want to let you know, I'm kind of like Deb there. Started off in graphic arts for about 5 or 6 years, and then I moved from Alaska down here to Georgia, and my dad was able to convince me to leave and go to his company with him, and he and I kind of started that together. It's worked out great.
So you and your dad have your own company. That's pretty cool.
Yup, and he suckered my brother into it, too, and pretty much the rest of the family.
So no regrets even leaving Alaska?
I miss it. It's great up there, but too cold and not enough jobs. Came to Georgia for the jobs.
Well, you just live off the land. That's what I would do. I'm not going to get a job if I move to Alaska. I'm going to catch salmon in the river, skin beaver. I can say that in the air, right? Skin beaver. Catch salmon in the stream. You don't need a job. You live off the land. Apple trees everywhere you go. Just... Yeah.
Alaska?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know they had apple trees.
It's a bountiful country. Alexis is on the Mark Arum Show. Hey, Lexi.
Hi. Well, I've been called worse than Alexis, so that's fine.
What's going on?
Going into your career change, interesting that you say that. So, big bellies up for Bosco, by the way. I've been in pet retail in the stores for about 13 years. And starting Monday, I am now in corporate pet retail. So I'm making a big career change myself.
So obviously you enjoy the career path you've been on. You've been in the retail for years. Now that you're going to be a corporate bigwig, you're going to miss all the puppies and the parakeets? I mean, are they still going to be around at corporate?
Well, what I don't have at home, I can still visit in the stores. But I'm actually going to be visiting all the stores in my company doing training for our brand. So
very cool.
Really exciting.
I'm going to ask you an inside baseball question about pet retail. You ready? What is the number one profit center for like a standalone pet retail store? Where do you make the big money?
Dog food.
The food?
Well, I mean, Guthrie is what most people come in for, but the biggest markup is going to be on toys.
Toys. I'll buy toys. I'm not going to mention any names where I go. But I go straight to that bargain bin. I'm like, all right, what's Deuce going to tear up for $1.50 today? Because some of those toys are...
Michael would get the clearance toys for Bosco and your baby.
Yeah, exactly. But I used to get my pet food there. But sorry, Alexis, but Chewy.com, they deliver to the door. And Bosco's medicine now gets delivered to the door. That's game changer. Good for you, staying in that pet realm. Chris is in Marietta. Chris, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mark. My story is a unique one. I came to Atlanta in 1980, started an all-original rock and roll band, was recording in one of the local studios. The local music establishment took note of my skills and brought me to Joel Katz, the world-renowned entertainment attorney.
Yeah.
I signed management with Joel. Within a month, he flew in three executives from Warner Brothers. We were playing the Agora Ballroom. I made the mistake of telling the guys in my band that the record company was out there. They fell to pieces. The worst night we ever had. Joel calls me the next day and says, Chris, good news, bad news. Warner's was not impressed with your band. The good news is they love you. They think you're a star. I've got a 3-album record deal on my desk and a 1-way ticket on Delta. All you got to do is come in and sign the paperwork, but you got to tell your band their services are no longer required.
So what happened?
And out of loyalty to my band, I turned the record deal down.
Oh, please tell me you're lifelong friends with these bandmates.
The lead guitar player, who, with tears in his eyes, said he would never speak to me again if I went to L.A., won't speak to me now because I stole his girlfriend.
Oh, well, I mean, I guess
that's
you got a little something out of
sex,
it.
Drugs, and rock and roll. But
yeah,
I'm
what a...
my butt on that
for
one.
For not
you know,
doing
you know,
it.
I still talk to Joel every now and then. He's a good man. I just wish I would have gotten on that plane.
Yeah.
I would have been the first American Idol. I had my ticket to Hollywood. They had a studio set up waiting for me to get in there and record.
Chris, I'm so sorry. It reminds me, you know, talking about telling the bandmates that the agents there, the talent. When I was in college, my coach was like, hey, the Brave Scout is here to see you today. And it got in my head. And I went from a first-round draft pick to a talk show host like this. Just like this. Thanks, Coach. Getting that in my head. Shep Smith retires, talking about career changes you have made or didn't make and maybe now regret. 404-872-0750. This is the Mark Arum Show. Breaking news in the cable news business. Shepard Smith leaves Fox News today on top. Huge career move for him. Any career opportunities that you did or didn't take in the past that you are now happy about or regret at 404-872-0750. Phil's in Lilburn. Phil, welcome to the show.
Hey there.
Hey, Phil.
I've got an interesting story.
Got to be quick, though.
Okay. I was in building supplies, and I did a lot of construction things, and I also, on the side, did DJ. I DJed private parties with music and that type of thing. And my mom asked me if I would DJ a party for her and their senior group. And I did.
Can't turn down mom. You got to do that.
Yeah, you got to do it. And one of the ladies there worked for WSB. And mom came to me shortly through the party and said, this lady loves your voice. And she wants to know if you would like to experiment on radio. And I talked to her a little while, and I said, you know, I just got started with this new company. I need to stay where I am.
And the next day, they hired Mark Arum to do traffic, and all was right with the world. Anyway, Phil, hope you're having a good time as a DJ. Got to jump on those opportunities when you can, folks. We'll come back. More of this developing story, Shep News, out at Fox Shep News. Shep Smith out at Fox News. This is the Mark Arum Show on WSB.
Hey, this is Billy Gardell, and you're listening to my buddy Mark Arum, the Mark Arum Show.
6:39, 21 in front of 7. Mark Arum and the Bananas with you Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. Deb Green, tell the folks how they can listen to the show when they get home.
You can check it out on the podcast, available on SoundCloud and on Facebook and WSB Radio, I believe.
By the way, I was told, Longoria, by Jesse. You know Jesse, right?
Yes.
All right, thanks. It's radio. You need to, you know, vocalize.
Oh, it took me a while. I was doing something.
He said the show is now podcast on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. He sent me that link.
Yeah. So send that to me and I'll send it out. That's pretty cool. We're like 2 inches away, Chuck. Is that too soon for you?
I'm always 2 inches away.
We're 2 inches away from doing the show live with video. So there'll be a camera on me and all the bananas.
I know.
Pushing for that.
I know.
I'll be blocking that camera.
Well, you can do what you
want
to do.
Nobody wants to watch me watch videos while you're doing the radio show.
You're the beefcake of the show.
You are. We need all of you.
Yeah, we need female listeners, Chuck, so you better step up.
Shirtless Chuck.
Start doing those curls again. Do those curls again with those bells.
With the kettlebells? That was the most embarrassing thing in my life.
Keep working out. Anyway, the breaking news we're following, Shep Smith steps down at Fox News, leaving at the top of his game, number one in the ratings. An interesting career move. Have you had an interesting career move where you got an offer and didn't do it? Here's another offer I got to do a sports talk show in San Diego. And I was like,
that means, right?
The Wells.
Well, I was going to go. I mean, it wasn't that great paying, but it's San Diego, it's sports, blah, blah, blah. And the guys, I send him tapes. He's like, you're our number one choice. We want you to fly out here. But I was like, this is awesome.
And
he goes,
oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
There's one thing. I was like, what's that? He goes, our studios are in Tijuana.
That's right. I forgot about this
story. So I would have had to either live in Tijuana.
Well, no, you could
have
been
that bad.
Or cross the freaking border every day. Can you imagine? You complain about, you know, going through Spaghetti Junction. Imagine having to cross the Mexican-American border.
Crossing the border is not that bad. They've got the walking lane.
But you never know.
No, you're fine. They're not going to look at you.
So I turned that down. So there you go. Any offers, any career moves that you regret now later in life? 404-872-0750. Zachary joins us in Atlanta. Zach, welcome to the show.
Hey, my story is all like that other guy, the rocker guy. It was a record deal. We went up to New York City and did the showcase, and the big wig executive of the label said, I really don't like your attorney. If you do this deal with the attorney, I don't think I really want to do it. And we were like, oh, we really like our attorney. And then long story short, like 10 months later, our attorney was negotiating this deal for 10 months. And then, after 10 months, he was like, I told you I didn't really like your attorney, so I just don't want to do this deal. And, we lost that deal out of allegiance to the stinking attorney.
If there's anyone you could be mean to in this world, I think it's a lawyer, right? I mean, you could have, there's a million of them. You could have walked away from him or her.
I know. When you're young and dumb, you don't think about stuff like that. He told us.
If some radio station came to Low T, Longoria, or Deb, and it's like, listen, we love you, but Aram's got to go. These guys would pack up and be out of here in 2 seconds.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I'm not even a lawyer. Yeah. They would be gone.
I wouldn't even tell you.
Yeah, exactly right.
I'd send you a picture of Whataburger where
I'm at. Exactly right.
Exactly right.
Whoa. John, turn down your radio, buddy. We'll come back to you in a second. Jeff's in Tucker. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
Hello, Jeff.
My old friend.
What's going on, buddy?
And I would say, hola, como esta to Longoria.
Hola.
Okay, well, there you go. Oh, hello. Okay, this is about The Walking Dead. I was working in a Miami Circle, and I got to work very early, and I walked across the street, and I was talking to the security guard there, and somebody came out from where they were shooting and told me that they would pay all the money and fill out all the papers if I would come in and be part of this movie. And stupidly, I said no, because it was my loyalty to my boss.
Yeah.
And, gosh, it could be a big star now. Yeah, I don't need
What was the
makeup.
Movie?
It was The Walking Dead.
Oh, the TV show Walking
they
Dead.
They were, I don't know, there was movie trucks and catering trucks all up and down Miami Circle about 5 years ago. And, I'm so sorry about that.
When I was a kid, I lived in Connecticut, mm-hmm. but I had family in New York. And I guess it was 1986, 87, I was in New York City. And this talent scout saw me. And he was like, you're perfect for this role, blah, blah, blah. Can we hire you? And I was like, I'm really not, you know, I have no desire to be an actor and I'd have to leave school. He's like, you've got the look. He wanted me to be, the movie Big with Tom Hanks? Like, remember the kid in Big? Like, he wanted me for that role. And I turned it down because I forgot what it was. Like, it was baseball. Like, I didn't want to miss Little League baseball or whatever. I could have been Tom Hanks as a kid in that movie Big. I'm totally lying. That never happened to me. That sounds believable, right?
No.
Sure it does.
I knew you were lying earlier.
You did? Yeah.
You
do?
Yeah. But you never told us that.
Yeah.
I've known you for 7 years.
I
never would have said that.
That's how we'd have heard that one.
I could have been Tom Hanks and Big. Anyway, we're going to come back. More of your calls. And Alex Williams, does he know this food? This is The Mark Arum Show. Joining us in studio, we're going to back to the phones in just a second, is Alex Williams, a member of Triple Team Traffic. Great dude, does not know much food. It's a sporadic segment we like to call, Does Alex Williams Know This Food?
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 That boy don't know what that is.
Usually that boy doesn't know what that is. Here's today's food, Alex. You ready?
All right.
Spanakopita. Spanakopita.
A type of pasta?
It is not a type of pasta.
It's like Italian.
It's a Greek, it's like a spinach pie. You've had them, I'm sure. Greek dish, like phyllo dough and spinach and...
Maybe.
Yeah. Alex Williams did not know that food.
That boy does not know what that is.
So I was going to ask you another one. Can I do another one, Longoria? All right, you don't have to do the intro. Here's the food. Pierogies. Pierogies. Do you know what pierogies are?
No.
Really?
No.
That boy does not know what that is.
You would love them, actually. It's a Polish dish, potato stuffed pasta.
I would go for that.
Yeah, so Alex Williams 0 for 2. He did not know what that food
nope.
is. Have a great weekend, little guy.
You too.
All right. You know what those were, right? Spanakopita and pierogies?
Yes. Yeah.
Pierogies are delicious.
I've never had them, but...
Really?
Yeah. But that, I mean, potatoes and pasta.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, I know what pierogies are. I don't know what that other one was.
Spanakopita? You've had it. It's like a little spinach pie.
Okay. I take it.
Have you been to Marietta Diner?
I doubt it.
They give it to you sometimes as a
little appetizer, a little free appetizer.
Sure.
All right, let's go back to John. John, thanks for turning your radio down. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, all right. Loving the Georgia weather.
Indeed, my friend. What's going on?
Yeah. Well, I actually moved up here from Florida, and that I worked for the Mouse for 25 years.
Wow. In what capacity?
I was in HVAC tech, then I was a project manager the last 10-15 years I was there.
So why did you make the career move and move to Atlanta? What was the draw?
There's two seasons in Florida, hot and hotter. And two love bug seasons too.
I couldn't live. I could live in Florida, but not in Orlando.
Yeah, like, I forgot about the love bugs when we went. My daughters did not like the love bugs.
I don't know what a love bug is.
You never seen a love bug before?
I don't know. Maybe I have. I just don't know what it was called.
They're like little bugs, and they're stuck together, and they call them love bugs.
Oh, I've seen those. Is that what they call them?
Yeah.
We call them humpy bugs in Connecticut.
Okay.
But you call them love bugs. That's nicer than humpy bugs.
And
David's up next to the Mark Arum Show. Hey, David.
All right. Good evening, Mark.
Good evening, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Wide open.
I'm listening to you for years. I love your show.
Thanks, buddy.
But right up my tree, I had to call today. I've never called before. I was an Army pilot in Vietnam and a helicopter pilot. Anyway, I was on the tarmac in Pittsburgh. We were having a weather delay, and I met Shepard Smith. This is back in 2003, I believe. It was right after 1-1.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was a very interesting guy, and he wanted to know why I didn't take being a pilot into my civilian life. And we got to talking, and we sort of became friends.
Nice.
When I heard about him quitting today, and you were talking about career changes I didn't take. He was wanting to know the same thing. Why you didn't do it?
Yeah, because I've got a buddy that just retired from the military. He became an airline pilot, and most of the pilots of the WSB Skycopter are former military folk. Mike's in Dallas. Mike, real quick, what do you have, buddy?
I was in the automotive career for about 26 years, and I started my entertainment company 2 years into it. I've had it for 12 years full time. My only regret is I wish I started 10 years earlier, but moving forward, I never regret making that decision to do what I do now.
What industry were you in for 26 years?
I was working for an automotive distributor over in Norcross.
Okay.
I came down from New York, but the mobile entertainment business was a better paying job, so I created my own company and doing very well since.
I love when people do that, when they get out and do their own thing. That is so inspiring to me. I'm not saying you should do that, Longoria. Or no. Deb, you should go out and make your own enchilada business. But I do, yeah, I do.
I work for Deb.
I want to keep all you guys here, but I really am inspired when people take a chance like that and do something else. All right, coming up after news, weather, and traffic, comedian Mo Ammer in studio, the Friday edition of the Mark Arum Show. Welcome back to the show. And a good Friday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. on WSB Radio, Atlanta's News and Talk. The gang's all here tonight. Deb Green produces the show. Longoria, the Stoic Eskimo, on the other side of the takeout window. Low T Chuck screens your calls. So last night, my evening consisted of me trying to stay awake to watch the Giants-Patriots game. And my eyelids are just slowly closing and watching my Giants really stink it up. guest of the Mark Arum Show right now, last night, was not in bed with a dog watching the Giants lose to the Patriots. He was hanging out with a guy named Dave Chappelle. Mo.
Ammer.
Ammer joins us live on the Mark Arum Show. Mo, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm good, man. Thank you for having me.
I thought I had a good night until I heard about your night. What were you doing with Dave Chappelle last
week.
Night?
I had a great week. Well, Dave was visiting me in Houston, and we were just hanging out, and we just decided to do some pop-up shows. So it was, that's it. I mean, and then, like, everybody, all the Houston royalty was showing up. It was just an incredible week. It was basically, I got grills by Paul Wall.
Wow.
I mean, it's like, it's over. That's it.
Brittany
that's
knows
like
what
a
that
crown.
Is.
I want one.
That's a crown. Yeah. We'll get you one. You want one?
Seriously.
I'm serious. We'll
like
get you
B-I-T.
One.
Like B-I-T.
You have like perfect teeth, too.
Oh,
like,
she has.
You.
She wears a retainer off the air. She's so
that's
young.
That's the only way to do it. Seriously, you have perfect teeth.
I think I would look better with a Paul Wall grill, though.
There you
I mean,
go.
That was like, that's for me, somebody who grew up in A-Leaf in Houston, yeah. a suburb of Houston, and somebody who just like, you know, started there. To get the grills is like a crown. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
no
like,
doubt.
Oh,
smile
oh,
for
now.
Me, Daddy,
yeah, exactly.
What you looking at?
Brittany goes.
I mean, Brittany's in it to win it.
Indeed. So I should say, Mo's a stand up comedian. He's at the Punchline tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Tickets available online at punchline.com. So, I mean, that's just mind blowing. So I want to talk about your amazing career. But, you know, you're doing pop-up shows with Dave Chappelle. There's a certain level of comedian where, like, for example, the Punchline. Like, I couldn't just go to the Punchline and say, hey, Jamie, throw me on tonight.
Right.
Like, but there are certain comedians that no matter where they are, they could go in New York, L.A., Houston, wherever, and just pop in and do a set. That's a huge banner of like talent to do a pop-up show wherever you want to do.
No, absolutely. We were announcing the shows every day, but it's like it's a milestone in a stand-up's career.
Yeah.
When you can pop in or hop on shows. I mean, obviously Dave is of a class of his own,
no
you know,
doubt.
He's a league of his own. He's one of the best, you know, greatest stand-up comedians of our generation. Easily on in my opinion, he's on the Rushmore.
Oh, absolutely.
Like we've done like 1,000 shows together, and that guy's insane. So for me to, you know, for us to work together and to call me one of the better comedians of my generation, he chooses to work with
you.
Other words, it's weird saying it about myself, but
yeah,
it was just one of those situations. Yeah, we performed at the Tabernacle here a bunch when he filmed a special. So yeah, that's definitely like a milestone to be able to pop into shows or do pop-up shows.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So Mo Ammer's in studio on the Mark Arum Show. He's at the Punchline tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. So I'm assuming you're an Astros fan.
I am an Astros fan.
We'll get into the Astros.
I'm wearing an Astros hat that the Bun B designed and handed to me last night.
Look at that, just bragging.
Man, I'm just like bragging like crazy this morning.
You need to just move to Houston.
This evening. What's up? I don't even know if it's night or morning anymore.
Exactly.
I'm just confused.
So I'm a Yankees fan. We'll talk about the series coming up. But the Braves, lost a killer game five the other day. They got smoked 10 runs in the first inning.
Oh, my God.
So the offseason has come for the Braves players. Is there ever an off season for stand-up comedians? Do you look at your schedule and be like, all right, I'm taking off the month of December. That's my off season. Do you guys have one?
Yeah. If you're not successful, no, you don't really have one. And you just keep it coming. And for me, like the way it worked out for me is I got picked up on a TV show. I'm second lead in a show called Rami on Hulu.
Oh, nice.
So I just like there is no off time.
Yeah.
You know? And last year when I released my special, The Vagabond, on Netflix, I was doing the show as my release was going on. So it was zero. I haven't rested in 3 years. I've been doing this 20 years. It's like really no rest. And when the train's moving, you got to keep it going.
Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely. I'm going to work on getting some rest. So usually it's like summers.
Off.
Summers are like calmer than most.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Unless you work for SNL, then you're done.
Quick question: what was like your biggest moment? Like when you knew you made it?
Oh man, I don't think I've had a few like
Aram
yeah, that's it. Obviously. This is the one. This is the one. I've had a few like milestones. So it's like it's not just one. I feel Radio City Music Hall doing Chappelle's run there with, you know, pop-ins like Jon Stewart and going up before Chance the Rapper and following Chance and doing shows with Lauryn Hill and doing shows with Trevor and Dave.
Was she on time? Did Lauryn
show up
on time?
She was on time. She was on time, absolutely.
I had tickets to see her in Atlanta a couple years ago.
Wasn't she like 3 or 4 hours late?
Yeah, two hours and 45 minutes late.
Did you wait?
Of course, she's the queen. I got to wait for
her. Yeah, absolutely.
I got to wait for
absolutely.
Like, that, well, that just goes to show, like, there are certain people. I'll wait for Chappelle. Chappelle can show up whenever he wants. I'll be sitting there.
Yeah, that's right.
Just waiting for him.
Absolutely.
And I'll wait for you for 40 minutes tonight, Mo.
I would wait for me about 40 minutes,
Mo
too.
Ammer is at the Punchline tonight, tomorrow, and on Sunday. Tickets available online at punchline.com.
Side note, quickly. I have to address this Atlanta Braves thing. Okay?
Yeah,
because I feel no sympathy for you guys, honestly.
Really?
I mean, I'm a Houston Astros guy.
Yeah.
And what you guys did to us during the 90s was something that just made all the children stop believing in baseball.
Stop
believing
in Astros. Berkman, Bagwell.
It was the most. Yeah. I would skip school. You don't understand. Like, I would skip school and go to the games, like Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and expecting this is the year. And we just stink it up so bad. And you guys were so awful to us in the 90s.
Understood.
So the sympathy doesn't run,
Are you old
so
enough to remember? Did you go to any games in the Astrodome?
I did. No, absolutely. That's that's why I started stand-up, actually. I saw Bill Cosby live at the Astrodome in 1990.
No kidding.
Yeah, at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, and I was like, hey, I'm going to be a comedian.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Before we knew about the race.
Yeah, I saw one of his last shows, probably his last show in Atlanta at the Cobb Energy Center, and it was just a bucket list. This is before all the stuff came out, whatever.
Obviously, yeah.
And I was like, well, he's like 75. I'll never get a chance to see him again. He's probably lost his fastball, but I want to go see him just to say I got to see Bill Cosby, because I never saw Carlin. I never saw Pryor. This guy. So I went there. I went there with really low expectations. And again, this is before we knew any of this stuff. And he did 2.5 hours of amazing stuff. And he didn't even know he was going that long. He looked at his watch. He's like, oh, my God, I was supposed to be done and out,
He probably does that all the time. That's why I do that all the time. Have I been up here 90 minutes?
Yeah.
Wow, that went by so fast.
I mean,
but it's true.
Even at his advanced age, he just sat on that stage and just absolutely crushed it.
He's one of the best orators of our time. I mean, that's fact. It's very, very unfortunate what happened. It's, like, devastating to me.
Yeah.
Somebody who's, like, oh, no. That's how I felt. I was like, why?
Well, listening to his albums, his comedy albums growing up, it was
one of the
fantastic.
Greatest of all time. One of my biggest regrets is not watching Carlin, not being able to catch Carlin, because I had an opportunity to see him, and I just, man, and he walked by me one time in Vegas. He was like 10 feet away, and I was trying to sneak in during this Las Vegas Comedy Festival. He was coming in to talk to some old-timers. Man, that's like one that really chaps me up, man.
Yeah.
Really,
you got a lot of followers on Instagram. I just kind of looked
bad.
You up.
Who, Carlin or Mo?
I'm sorry.
It's not bad. I do a terrible job. It should be hundreds of thousands.
Brittany Tannenbaum fact-checking you on the Mark Arum
show. I'm checking you.
Thank you. I appreciate you, Tannenbaum.
I'm checking you.
Tannenbaum.
Sure, just making sure you're legit.
We're going to get you some grills. We're going
to
say
Tannenbaum.
Maybe
I should come to the Punchline tonight. We don't have plans tonight.
Boom.
Can I come see you?
Yeah,
you're
in a few
up.
Hours.
How good
let's
is
make it happen. Spectacular, of course.
Can we sit on stage with you?
Yeah, you can sit on stage.
So this I'm glad you brought that up, Ernie.
Yeah.
So the Punchline is an intimate venue. It's a great venue here in Atlanta.
Love it.
But you're coming off the road playing Radio City Music Hall and these huge venues with Dave Chappelle and Jon Stewart.
Yeah.
Is there an adjustment, or do you not need to make an adjustment when you go from those arenas and those huge theaters like the Tabernacle to a smaller venue in Punchline? Do you have to change things up a little bit on how you do your
each venue definitely varies. Like, we did Shoreline Amphitheater. That's 21,000 people. It was Nas, Lauryn Hill, Dave, and Dave asked me to come up and do the show with them.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, of course I'll be there. Yeah, and it requires you to be just, it's like television set. Are you giving them a special set? Like, it's something that's been fine-tuned and you're sharp and you have no time. Bop, bop, bop.
Yeah.
And it's different timing is, everything is completely different. Is it outdoor? Is it indoor? You know, like the whole thing. But when you come into the comedy club, that's where I start. It's like getting on a tricycle. Can I ride a tricycle? Yeah. Hell yeah, I can ride a tricycle. That's how it feels. Not even a bike.
The punchline's a breeze.
Yeah.
For what he's
But it can be.
It's fun. It's way more fun. Those venues, like last night with Dave, we did a 100-seater, man.
Oh, wow.
We did 100 seats. We just did something super intimate and exclusive.
That's like seeing the Beatles.
Yeah, it's like I was getting messages from everybody, like they're waiting to try to get tickets. And I know what that means. Please save me. Give me tickets. Yeah. And I'm like, I can't save you, bro. It's 100 tickets.
But with an intimate setting like that, not that you ever bomb, but, you know, comedians sometimes have rough nights. Yeah. In a smaller setting like that, I would imagine the bomb rate is higher for some reason. That it's just like you're so close to the crowd.
Yeah.
The heckler's right there, maybe.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think a lot of people have opportunities to do shows in front of, like, you know, 3 to 21,000 people. Yeah. You know, it varies. So, yeah, I'm sure that I think it would suck way more to just die in front of 20,000 people.
Of course.
You know, that would be the worst.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's so many people that I have to walk past. You know what I mean?
I think the punchline's just as big as a cellar, like Comedy Cellar, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're pretty...
It is, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah, it's very
similar. I lived in New York for 4 years, so I would go to the Comedy Cellar a lot, but I never got to see, like, a, you know, Kevin Hart walk in and just want to do a stand-up.
Oh, you never saw a pop-in?
No, my friend saw John Mayer, because apparently he does comedy when
he... No, he likes to pop in. He loves stand-up comedy. Yeah, I know John.
And he follows you.
Like that.
He's legit.
She is fact-checking
John Mayer,
live on the air.
Amy Schumer, and one of my favorites, John Legend.
Yeah. Yeah, John's a friend, yeah.
I've got my own little library.
I just gave me chills. I'm like, yeah, I have really cool friends, actually. You're right.
You do.
Mo, it's not just the Instagram
can
situation.
Can you hang out one more segment?
Absolutely.
All right. Mo Ammer in studio on the Mark Arum Show. He's at the Punchline stage tonight. This might literally be your last chance to catch him in a small venue, folks, because he's playing arenas all over the world. So go to punchline.com and grab your tickets today. We'll be right back. This is the Friday edition of the Mark Arum Show.
Arum on 95.5 WSB, Atlantis News and Talk.
Welcome back, Friday edition of the Mark Arum Show. Comedian Mo Ammer in studio, and he's going to scoot over to the Punchline for shows tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Brittany Tannenbaum from Access Atlanta in studio as well. Real quick, we play a game here, Mo.
Yeah.
I need you to pull out your phone.
Oh, boy.
If you don't mind.
Oh, God.
It's a game called Who's in Your Phone? So I want to know the most famous person in your phone. You don't have to call them. I'm not going to, you know, but just scroll through and find the most famous person on your phone and blow me away. I mean, obviously you've been dropping
it's probably Dave, I mean, at this point. He's my friend and mentor, so it's like, to me, that's like...
How often are you texting Dave Chappelle?
I mean, it just depends.
Yeah.
If you FaceTimed him, would that be weird?
It's like he probably went to sleep like 3 hours ago.
That's pretty big. Dave Chappelle's pretty big. Outside of comedy, any big names that we would know?
Musicians, John.
John Legend.
Is John Mayer single?
Is John Mayer single?
He's a player.
What day is it?
Not for me.
I haven't checked in with him in a minute, but I think so.
Right, we'll check in.
I think so. After you get your grills.
I get my grills, we'll
Once
check
you
in
get
with
your
John
grills.
And see if I can set him up with someone.
But Brittany's been blowing up your Instagram account, Mo. Where can we find you online, websites, all that good stuff?
Yeah, moammer.com. It's MOAMER. It's like a miracle at the ICA.com. And all my social media is at Real Mo Ammer. It's a lot of Muhammads out there. You know what I mean?
Indeed.
Lots and lots of Muhammads.
Most popular name in the world.
Gosh,
absolutely.
This I'm just looking at this picture you posted. This is a crazy picture.
It's
the House
so cool.
of Blues of Houston. I mean, yeah, it's everyone. Does everyone have the Paul Wall grills?
No, not everyone. We just got them. We were molded, and we're supposed to get them yesterday. And then we had the bottoms together because Johnny Dang is the one who, you know, the jeweler. We wanted just white gold, and apparently he took it upon himself just to add diamonds because he doesn't want us walking around.
Would they sponsor this grill place? Would they sponsor my program?
Would they? Maybe. If you move to Houston.
Exactly.
Need a grill for Arum.
Exactly. Great to see you. Great to meet you.
Thank you so much.
We'll check you out at the Punchline stage this week.
Yeah, you can check out the special. A lot of people can check out the Netflix special as well called The Vagabond. Vagabond. It's a completely different set, so they can watch that, get some flavor, and come back out.
Will do. News, weather, and traffic next. Hang tight. This is The Mark Arum Show.
Hey there, this is Patrick Warburton, and you are listening to The Mark Arum Show. Who, by the way, stole my Jesus fish.
He packed in the animals two by two. Ox, a camel, and a kangaroo. Packed him in that ox so tight, I couldn't get no sleep that night. Roll the bus, Jeff and him. Tell them about God's master plan. Oh, my Lord, Lord, Lord.
All right, welcome back. Friday edition of the Mark Arum Show. Hope you have a great weekend. If you don't, got Mo Ammer. What a class act. What a funny guy. Brittany Tannenbaum from Access Atlanta hanging out in the last half hour.
Anyone who hangs out with Dave Chappelle and John Mayer, I'm a fan of.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
And gets followed by Amy Schumer and John Legend.
Like, that guy's about to blow up.
He's about to blow up.
Yeah.
You should go see him tonight at the Punchline.
Yeah, that was very cool. This is a busy weekend. If you don't go see Mo, there's Pride Fest downtown, a lot of activities there. But there's also an air show, Brittany,
yes,
at the Atlanta Motor Speedway. I've never heard of such a thing.
The Atlanta Air Show. Basically, they are just flying and doing stunts and tricks in planes. I actually flew, I don't even remember which plane it was last year. It was tiny.
Mm-hmm.
Anxiety was through the roof, but I did it. And it was pretty cool. So they have the United States Air Force Thunderbirds and Canadian Forces Snowbirds are going to be headlining the show. And tickets for that are $15 over at Atlanta Motor Speedway.
So when you say you flew in a small plane, not like a private jet, but like a plane
with like
propellers?
A janky, yeah.
Yeah, so I've flown in two of those. One time with Neil Bortz. He flew me back from the Georgia-Florida game from Jacksonville.
How was that?
To Atlanta. It was fine. Neil was actually a really good pilot. What's so funny is he flew me back.
I didn't realize he flew you.
Yeah. He flew me because I didn't want to drive. I mean, after a partying weekend like that. So he flew me back to Peachtree DeKalb Airport in DeKalb County. So he literally flew me like, I don't know, 900 miles.
Yeah, how long is that flight?
It was like 2 hours maybe.
2 hours?
And we land there, and he's taking me all that way. But he won't give me a ride back to my house.
Oh, my God.
He's like, you got to call a cab. I was like, all right. So like,
he stranded you at PDK?
Yeah. I was like, what are you going to do? And the second time, I had to go to a funeral in North Carolina. It was me, Clark Howard, and Chris Camp on one of these. It was a small plane with propellers.
Yep.
And we were flying into the mountains of North Carolina.
I bet that was pretty.
It was pretty, but it was also nerve-wracking. And Chris Camp, the news director, says to me, he goes, you know, if this plane goes down, the headline is Mark Arum and two others perish in plane crash. No, Clark Howard. I'm sorry. Clark Howard and two others perish in plane crash because, you know.
Yeah, forget about you.
Yeah, forget about me. All right, so the air show. Hopefully everything goes fine at the air show down at Atlanta Motor Speedway. It's officially October. The weather is matching it. Things have cooled off, and it's time for Oktoberfest.
And there's no more back sweat-o-meter, right?
Well, it was a four yesterday, or five.
Right,
so it's slowly coming down.
Right, exactly. So Oktoberfest Atlanta is at Fourth Ward, Historic Fourth Ward Park. That's what the kids are calling it.
Indeed.
These days. So it's a full weekend of German-themed fun. You can head out there and sip on a variety of delicious German beers, German food, live music, tons of Oktoberfest themed activities and games. General admission starts at $21. There's always like cute people dressed up in those, what do you even call those outfits?
German
like
outfits.
Yeah, the German outfits.
I don't know what they have a name
for. You know what's fun? We went
Later
to
Hosen.
Helen. I've been to Helen like a long time ago, and they do a whole Oktoberfest out
that's
there.
That's their whole economy is Helen.
Yeah,
is.
that's just a whole different
beers
vibe.
Beers and brats and sausages.
Yep, bratwurst.
All that good stuff.
Yeah, totally.
All right.
Some good food and good drinks over at Oktoberfest, and then what else did I want to talk about?
Apples.
Oh, right. Yes, I
Give
brought
me some
you an
apple. How do you like them apples?
How do you like them apples? Well, you're going to like them a lot if you head to BJ Reese Orchards or Mercier Orchards. Those are a few places where you can actually go apple picking.
Yes.
And it's so fun. We did it last year. I did a whole segment over at Mercier Orchards, and there's so much to do. So you can do a U-pick where they let you, you know, go out and pick your own apples.
Sure.
And then they have a whole market, so like fried apple pies and different apples.
Do they have, so you're an expert on apples now, since you went up there. Do they have apple cider donuts? Do you remember seeing those
I believe
those there?
So.
Those and are so, I grew up with those, they're so good.
Yes, they are. And I know that most of the orchards most of the apple orchard spots do have apple cider donuts. Yeah. I think it's kind of one of their delicacies. This place was known for their apple pies, fried Ooh. Apple pies. So we I'm went behind the kitchen too. And watched them. Yeah, you'll eat anything. Watched them like fry up the pies. They look delicious. They had like all kinds of apple butter jams and spreads, and it was pretty spectacular little market there.
Excellent.
I mean, they just had everything.
Yeah.
And they had a cidery. They made their own cider.
Cider's good too.
Over there. So, you can like get. The only problem is like you can't. If you're going to drive all the way out there, you can really only have what, maybe like two glasses of beer or two.
Or you get a DD.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Find like a pregnant woman to drive with you, yes, and then drive back.
Exactly. All right. I love apple orchards. Pick your own apples, apple cider donuts, apple cider. And fried apple pies. You are the apple of my eye, Brittany. Tell us where we can find all this stuff.
So you can follow us on the Instagrams at AccessATL. You can follow me at Britt Elise. And where else are we? Oh, we're on the WSB Now app. You can watch the full Access Atlanta show, or on Facebook, actually, too. Access Atlanta on Facebook as well.
All right. You got to get out of here. Go to the punchline.
I know. I'm going. I'm going to go sit up there with Mo and have him heckle Josh. That's exactly what I'm going
to
do.
Don't ask him to do that. Don't ask him to do that. Thanks a lot, Britt.
All right. Bye.
Very happy to welcome back to the show Academy Award winner, Mr. Kevin Costner. Kevin, welcome to the Mark Arum Show. How are you, sir?
Thank you, Mark. It's good to be here.
I'm very excited. This Friday, The Highwaymen premieres, a new movie that you are starring in, and it basically highlights the lawmen behind the story of Bonnie and Clyde. And I'm very interested in this because I don't know if you ever watch American Experience on PBS. You ever catch that show?
Once in a while I will, yeah.
And they did a documentary on Bonnie and Clyde, and it focused on their amazing story. But you really didn't get much about how they were captured or the lawmen. And I think that's where The Highwayman comes in, right?
Well, it is. We've taken a look behind the curtain because, you know, whenever you have characters like that and all the violence that people, you know, seem to, you know, be enamored with, they almost forget the violence. And we're the people that showed up and saw the flies on everybody laying in the road. And more than that, the families that never saw their father and mother come home again. And so we know when there's violence that there's a boat wake of what's left over. And the reality was, I think in our modern day, you know, we probably would have caught Bonnie and Clyde in the first hour. But as it was back in those times, dirt roads, no radios, law enforcement was not connected. They were on the run for three, four years. And they finally bring these two older guys out of retirement. In 100 days, they track them down and kill them.
Kevin Costner joining us on the Mark Arum Show. The Highwaymen premieres this Friday, March 29th. So this is Depression era. Did that help capture the nation's attention with Bonnie and Clyde, because they became like sort of celebrities on the run?
Yeah, without a doubt they did. I mean, people, it was depressed. My family's from Oklahoma, and they were in those migrant camps as they made their way to California. You know, and the people's lives were kind of in tatters, and they weren't exactly enamored with the government or with banks. My family lost all their money, put their money in a bank, and an hour later it closed. You can imagine it. They never recovered, to be honest. And the reality of that, people, you know, began to root, at least in newspaper, without kind of actually thinking about what the violence really was, how awful that was. They did begin to root for them, and that happens a lot. It's a kind of a celebrity phenomenon, if you will. That was true, but this story deals with the men that were assigned to, you know, go down and stop this murder spree.
You've had great success in your career in what they call period pieces, Dances with Wolves, The Untouchables, Silverado. This is another period piece. Do you enjoy going back in that time frame and wearing the clothes of the time period and the vehicles of the time period and all that stuff?
Yeah, I do. Listen, if people wonder about the movies, I will tell you I prefer those to courtroom dramas. I don't like wearing a tie. I love going, and there's all this stuff, and it is like playing like a kid for sure. And but I won't do it unless I think it has a chance to stand the test of time, which just means above and beyond the first time you see it, you know, you kind of forget about it. The hope is that Highwayman is a kind of story that you see and you basically say to somebody, "Nah, you got to see this. It's kind of cool," and it's something that you 10 years later you see it and you want to watch it again. It's really well done, and I do love going back in time, and I love our American history, good and bad.
Kevin Costner joining us on the Mark Arum Show. Woody Harrelson plays your partner, the Texas Ranger. Forgive my ignorance. This is the first time you've acted on screen with Woody?
Yeah, and he was great. You know, he's really just a really good actor, and it was a good screen partner. And I do think people will kind of enjoy the back and forth. He plays a actual character too, and these guys are both buried not far from each other, and they fought together, and their friendship endured to a certain extent.
Speaking of great actors, so the other night I was at home and No Way Out came on, and I have to watch that movie every time it's on. It's one of my favorites. Gene Hackman in that movie. I mean, I absolutely adore Gene Hackman. I mean, that was fairly early in your career. What was it like working with Gene Hackman in that movie?
Well, you know, I get asked a lot about things, you know, to make lists or whatever. Who's your favorite actor? Who's the best actor? Who's whatever? And that's hard because, you know, when you work with so many people, if you start with somebody and you leave somebody out. But I have said to people, listen, the biggest star I ever worked with was Sean Connery. And I think the best actor I ever worked with, I said, was Gene Hackman. And I've said that for a long time. And he was just that good. He was so immediate. He was so available. And we had some good talks about a few things. And I miss him.
Yeah, that's high praise coming from you. I mean, I love everything he's ever done. And he's so versatile. Again, you were pretty young when No Way Out was made. Did you take anything from that experience with working with Hackman?
Yeah, I had one truly amazing experience. The show's not long enough for it, so I'm not trying to tease you. But if I could be considered in that sentence with him, that would always make me feel great. But that's how I feel about him.
I can't let you go before we talk baseball opening day tomorrow. I know we talked baseball in the past. Mike Trout signing that huge deal. Do you wish maybe you stuck with baseball instead of acting after you see that kind of money?
Well, I made a little dough in my life, don't forget. you know what? I've been in Spain talking about this movie. I didn't see where he made that deal. Did that happen in the last couple days?
Yeah, I think it was last week, and the Angels signed him to it's the biggest contract in professional sports in North America. 12-year extension, $440 million. I think it's like $36.8 million. I mean, the good news is he's an Angel for life. You know, I love when the stars stay with the same team, and he'll be there for the rest of his career.
I understand what you're saying, but I don't think there's any of us that won't feel disappointed. It won't feel a measure of disappointment if he doesn't make it into any of these playoffs where we get, you know, where people get measured in a different way. He really stands on his own, without a doubt. But it will be one of those kind of things where these great players who never play for championships. And that's what I think we all want to see that happen for him and for the Angels or for any player that plays the way he does.
No doubt. So, all right, so opening day tomorrow, and then Friday, go see The Highwaymen starring Kevin Costner, Woody Harrelson, the untold true story behind the detectives that took down Bonnie and Clyde. Kevin, always a pleasure. Best luck in the movie, and hopefully we'll catch you up again soon.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. This is the Friday edition of The Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 WSB, Atlantis News and Talk.
I'm not union. I can't turn on my own microphone. Welcome back. Final segment of The Mark Arum Show. A little classic Costner there. Comedian Mo Ammer in studio and Brittany from Access Atlanta. Any big plans this weekend, Deborah Green?
I've got Halloween stuff coming up.
Already?
Yeah.
Out there banging out the Halloween parties.
Absolutely.
Low Tizzle. What are you doing this weekend, buddy?
I think we got a road race we're running, my wife and I. I'm going to push the stroller with the little kid.
Aw.
So we'll see how that goes.
Be careful.
Yeah.
I saw a woman.
Be careful. I'm in the back of the pack.
I saw a woman the other day. I was driving to work, and she was jogging.
Yeah.
Okay. With a stroller.
Yeah.
While, like, walking a Great Dane.
Oh, yeah.
That, I was nervous for her.
Yeah.
Like, a squirrel comes, that whole thing is gone. You know, like a squirrel runs across the road.
That's your worry?
Like, because the dog, I mean, unless it's like super trained.
Maybe it's trained.
But I was like, oh, like a baby carriage and a Great Dane, and she's jogging. I'm like, that's too much stuff going on right now.
Yeah.
But good for you. Longoria, what do you got this weekend, buddy?
We might buy a new car.
Really?
Yeah,
for you or Leslie?
Well, for the family. I mean, both of us. She needs one more than I do, so.
So you'll get her hand-me-down from her?
No, I'm actually going to keep my Durango, but we're going to trade hers in and get her a new one.
You're going to keep that Swim Dad sticker on there?
Of course.
That's
why
fantastic.
Not?
Fantastic. All right. I got a bachelor weekend, which means a lot of takeout food and a lot of sleeping.
Nice.
So it'll be fun. Next week on the show, Deb, we're on early, right? Monday and Tuesday?
Yeah, Monday and Tuesday.
We're on 4 to 7 mm-hmm. next to Monday and Tuesday. Before we get out of here, Longoria, let's do star of the show.
And now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum star of the show?
Let's throw Alex Williams a bone. He went 0 for 2 on Does He Know This Food? So I don't want him to get mad. Pierogies. I'm going to have pierogies for dinner tonight. We'll continue the conversation on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum, Facebook Mark Arum WSB. In the meantime, go to sleep, little baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.